Alrighty, Timmy. I don't know how you're feeling, but we're getting into the warmer months. So you really want to make sure that downstairs is really looked after. That's why here at Any Given Sunday, we're proud to be supported by Australia's fastest grooming men's brand, Nut Care. I think I changed that up a little bit.
Fastest
Proudly
growing.
Australian, Nut Care is taking down under grooming to the modern day man. Recently voted number one by Men's Health magazine with Bearnuts Pubic Hair Removal Cream. Nut Care is revolutionizing male grooming, and I imagine the Bear Butts will be up there. Maybe not number one, they might be number two in that little chart. But as proud supporters of Any Given Sunday, Nut Care is offering our listeners 10% off their first order. Simply use the promo code Any Given Sunday, as it is with all our supporters, at the checkout, and the discount will be applied. Nut Care is essential grooming for men.
Brown 45. Brown 45.
You are listening to Any Given Sunday Australia.
Yes, hello and welcome to the Any Given Sunday Australia podcast, the number one podcast in at least three households, one studio, Gridiron Australia app, ABC headquarters, over in Winnipeg. Where did we just have a guy from? Miami, down in Florida, and now over currently in London. After being in three different flights, people that are watching us live on YouTube, and make sure that you do set that timer so you know that when we are live, because we're going to be going live a hell of a lot more. Those that are on YouTube will notice that it is only you and me, TC24. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. We're down a soldier. As you alluded to, London, we're big in London at the moment, soon to be big in Copenhagen, and you'll just be able to trace around Europe as he like gallivants around over the next couple of months. But yeah, Danny boy, he's managed to, I don't know how he's got so much time on his payslip, but he's got some more Daniel leave. He is still a second year apprentice. So I'm thinking he's cooking the books, but that's okay. If you can get away with it, bloody go for it.
He's done well. It's time. Is it time in lieu or he's working? He's in the negative. He's 100%
working for
in the
free
negative
for the next 10 years, I think.
I took one day off and he's just bled me dry since.
Exactly.
Smart.
He must have got access to the books that day. You gave him the keys to the city.
And he's just put in all the, I got 2 months off. How good's that? Smart. Smart. Now, you've got your map above you that you forever look at. We'll have to just follow along where he is.
I'm looking at him live. I'm looking at London live. He's saying the flight to Copenhagen is pretty short, like a maybe 1.5, 2 hour flight. So he'll be looking forward to that after the few long hauls. He's gone a bit of a circuit roundabout way because it's a little bit cheaper as you tend to do. So yeah, he'll be looking forward to the little short hop over to Copenhagen. And then he's gonna be setting up base over there.
Absolutely. And we will have him back on. So as long as we can work out the times, we will have him on the show still. I did notice, and like I said, we're gonna try and go live a hell of a lot more. We've got, do you want to jump over and I noticed there was a few people on the live having a chat with us.
We are currently welcome to Nat jumping in the chat. Long time, first time. So long time listener, first time chatter. It's great to have you.
Yeah, she's on the other side of the wall. So I can guarantee
behave.
She's got a long
you just
time.
Behave,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say all the shit that I normally say, but we do appreciate people jumping on and getting around us. Huge week. I don't know how much. We had a pretty busy weekend. We did miss last week. As everyone knows, we had a loss in our family, so it was a pretty big week for us here at Any Given Sunday. So we did miss the post-game, but the pre-game review.
A preview, yep.
Preview. But did you get to see much of the actual games that got played?
I caught a bit of the footy over the weekend. It was tough the way our schedule fell for work this week. We were working over the weekend, so it was a little bit tougher, but managed to catch a few of the games and some of the more surprising results, which I'm sure you'll get into in a minute. But it was a good week. I like the sort of middle week of the year where every team's playing, no one's on a bye. It's good to see everyone playing again. Like, the byes are a bit troublesome, especially for the fantasy owners among us. Bloody hard to navigate sometimes.
Well, that last week was called Bymageddon because there was sort of eight teams on a bye or something. So, yeah, it was definitely one of those weeks. But like you said, every team playing this week gives everyone a chance.
Yeah, mate, love it.
So Dr. Danny isn't in the house, but he has sent through his report, and he said there's only really one injury that he wants to talk to. I'm not even going to play his thing because he's not in the house. I don't feel it's right.
Oh, he doesn't get it.
I don't feel it's right to play his jingle when he's not here.
Well, that's a bit rude. He stamped all over me last week with it.
All right, I'll put it on.
Did you not see it?
No. I did. I did see that. I made sure.
When he just started with the sting, it was good.
I'll get it on. Hang on.
Thank you for calling Dr. Danny's office.
All right, so the doctor is in the house. Well, he's not. He's taken leave, but he sent us through what he requires us to talk about. But before we get there, it would be remiss of us not to mention that C2C Rare Threads is actually the sponsor of Dr. Danny's report. What is it? Dr. Danny's, yeah, chat.
Dr. Danny's medical report.
Medical report, apologies. So those guys, huge supporters of us. Any Given Sunday code gives you 10% off. Love their gear. You can see on their website now. I'm just kind of flicking through.
This is it. You're not looking. I'm currently rocking a C2C tee.
Oh.
Yeah. The Folsom Lake College Falcons. Pretty cool one.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that was out of one of their surprise packets, wasn't it?
No. So I got the two jumper surprise box and I just added the tee on as well because I liked it.
Delightful. Delightful. Yeah. They're also huge in sneakers, as you can see there on their website. But yeah, get around them. 10% off with our code. So the one injury that Dr. Danny wanted us to speak to was in the game that I actually watched. And I actually didn't see him go down. but I came back and it wasn't him at QB. It was Kirk Cousins. Now, he's gone down with an Achilles injury. Do you have any more for us, Nurse Cardi?
Nah, it was, again, one of those non-contact injuries, a bit innocuous. Apparently, when there's footage of it, it's like you can slow it down and zoom in on his Achilles, and you can just see it go doing, doing, apparently, which is a pretty telltale sign. Obviously, he went and got scans and confirmed he'd torn it. So he's done for the season, which is going to be interesting for him because his contract at the Vikings was up at the end of the year, and he was looking at moving into free agency. So, he's not going to be in a rush to get back like we're seeing a little bit with Aaron Rodgers and a couple of other guys that have already had their surgery. He won't be back this year at all. So he's got to weigh up sort of what path he wants to take rehab and recovery-wise and then look at, what he's going to do contract-wise next year. So this will have huge impacts on that, come the time that they are negotiating.
Yeah. Well, because he's kind of, we're in week 8, so 7 weeks behind Aaron, and realistically, even if he goes down the same path as Aaron, he's not going to be back in the time end of the season like Aaron Rodgers is hoping to be if the Jets are in playoff contention. So I don't know. We obviously don't know what kind of surgery or anything Aaron Rodgers had, but it doesn't sound like it'll be something that Kirk would go down. And as you mentioned, he has been extremely smart as a businessman and a footballer, like something like $220 million he's made backing himself year after year. Because he was on the, you might remember, the Washington Commanders, would have been Redskins back then. That's right. He was going year by year, just taking franchise tag, just backing himself until he got that big contract, which ended up happening and moving him to Minnesota. So, yeah, it is going to be extremely interesting what happens and which path he wants to take going forward.
Yeah, and like we said, he's not in a rush to get back and play this year. So he can take his time with it, get it cherry ripe and get it healthy and come back. Well, I don't know, will it be a 12-month injury? Maybe come back into the season next year, perhaps? I'm not sure.
You'd have to be aiming for, that. Well, it'd still be 10 months away.
10 months?
Round one next year, week one next
year. 10 months, yeah. So, because you're looking at, with free agency, looking upwards of perhaps 40 to 50 million year on year, depending how his contract was going to be structured or where he ended up. So still a lot of money for him to make out there. Should he be able to lock
down? He's 36 coming back off an Achilles injury. It's not an old man's injury, but it's in the old man injury area. We don't know how it's going to respond to treatment. Let's say the Minnesota Vikings, which, we're going to talk, they've made a trade for another QB, but we're not quite sure on their QB stocks whatever they do, we'll say they move on. Being another team, I want you to put a GM hat on here. Are you willing to throw a 36, 37-year-old coming off an injury like that $40, $50 million?
I'd have to be a team that was probably in the window and had the other parts, and then for whatever reason, quarterback was still lacking. So I'd want to be in a window. I'd be going, like a one-year deal, kind of like a similar to what the Jets did with Rodgers, and like, you know, a one-year all-in Super Bowl or bust kind of thing. But I definitely would look at him, yeah, for sure. And with the advances in, like, you know, Achilles repairs and all that sort of stuff, like, there's absolutely no reason why he can't play again if he does his rehab right, which you got to assume, like, you know, just from the little glimpse we got of him on quarterback and the little lengths that he was going to, he's going to be all in on this rehab and recovery.
Yeah, and he's definitely, like, his stocks, I reckon the fact that he was on that, just in general, you know, crowd, I reckon his stocks have gone up. And so I reckon most teams would be pretty happy to have him on their team, maybe not like the Packers or something like that, it being an individual team. But could you see him go down the path, and I think this would be for him individually, not having that team, ultimate team success, could you see him somewhere going somewhere, you know, I know it's in the division, but let's use the Browns as a, the Bears as a place or I don't know the word I'm thinking of, but go like, there.
Like in another organization.
Yeah. But so like goes there, let's say they're going to be down low. Let's say they get the number one pick, right? Hypothetical. I know they're not down that low, but hypothetical, they get number one pick. They take a QB. Could you see him going somewhere like there to sit in front of the QB, let him learn off a veteran like that for 1 year before you throw your rookie QB in? But could you see Kirk doing that? Is what
that's the thing.
Long-winded way to ask. Could you see Kirk doing that? But
that was, you got there. You landed the plane eventually. You had to circle three times. We were running on fumes, but we got there.
Oh, no, sorry.
I think, and again, we don't know him, but just the little bit we saw on quarterback, I think he wants that ultimate success. He wants the Super Bowl. I think he's too hungry. I don't, as much as he's like a good bloke, and I think he really craves the ring.
Yeah.
So I'd see him definitely wanting to go to more of a contender. I don't think he's going to want to go to a team that's going to be struggling. And he's there. His main role there is to teach a young first round pick quarterback. I don't see him going down that path.
Yeah, and like you said, I think he's still too hungry. He'd still back himself to be number one. So
yeah,
all right, fair enough. We've probably spoken about this injury way too long, so we're going to move on.
Okay. We'd like to unpack it.
There's been some big news out of your organisation today.
Nah, I don't think so. I haven't heard anything.
You haven't heard anything?
Nah, I keep my ear to the ground pretty closely, and I haven't heard anything. Like, you know, put in a pretty good showing on Monday Night Football prime time. Things are just ticking along nicely, so I think it's all good. I think we're good. Are we right? Or is the whole fucking building burning down?
The front office is fucking...
Mate, we're in strife. For anyone that doesn't know, we've sacked the coach, we've sacked the GM. There was a lot of talk about, they should release Devontae, get him out of there, let him go to a club where he can perform. We're starving him in his prime years of he's a generational wide receiver. We're starving him. We're not using him. Jimmy G is not the answer. It's tough times at the Raiders at the moment, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't expecting it. I'll tell you that. I knew he was in the hot seat, but to get rid of him now is huge.
It felt like it had been bubbling away beneath the surface, and then just the way they performed on Monday night against the Lions, and like the Lions are a good team, but the way the offense performed, the defense kept us in it. Max Crosby and the boys kept us in that game, kept us in touch, and then anytime it was up to the offense to do their thing, it was either a turnover or a three and out. Like it was tough to watch, actually. It was quite frustrating. So yeah, McDaniels and Ziegler are both gone. I'm not sure who's currently sitting in the seats at the moment. Like,
I think it's that. I don't even know if they've named someone.
Yeah, like it's literally just happened today. So
yeah,
Interesting times.
I hear a lot of chatter about Tom Brady getting involved and whether he jumps into, you know, either GM hot seats kind of thing. So that'd be interesting. I can't quite see that happening, but could be.
Isn't
interesting.
There some weird thing still about?
He wants to buy 10% of the Vegas side.
He's currently a minority owner, isn't he?
Is he already, or I thought he was trying?
Didn't we talk about this many episodes ago? There had to be a thing that all the team owners had to vote on him being able to coach or something like that. Like, is he restricted in what he can do in terms of actually getting involved?
Well, if he was to come in and be a new GM, there'd have to be some kind of... Well, they don't have to vote on it.
I don't know. I thought there was
not GM. You can hire whatever GM you want. If he was going to be, maybe if the owner for ownership, he'd have to do some kind of vote, but not for GM. I wouldn't have.
Yeah. Okay.
So, if you wanted to be GM and coach, he could be. Here we go. We've got another little visitor. And he's rocking the green. Hello, mate. How's Green Bay going this year, mate?
Good.
Yeah. Watch all the games with me, don't you? Uh-huh. We're going as good as the Raiders, aren't we?
Are you sure? Do you know their record? We're actually, the Raiders are going a little bit better.
And they did beat us, but that's all right. We're going for number two pick, aren't we? Marvin Harrison.
It's all about the future.
It is. Yeah. All about the future, isn't it, mate? Yeah. All right, you better get to bed. So not great there at the moment, which is interesting. But just to put a little bit of, I don't know, pep in your step, I guess. Surely Max Crosby has to be up in the defensive player of the year. He's a game wrecker. He kept you in it single-handedly.
He's having a year, yeah. And like I said, the defense were the only shining light from the game. And yeah, 100%, they kept us in it. Max was a game wrecker like he has been the last few weeks. I'm just trying to find his stats here.
Bad, quick.
I actually didn't get a sack. He got a tackle for loss. That was
an enormous tackle.
That was huge. He just came off the edge and how he anticipates plays like that, it's incredible. They're obviously trying to, do the best they can, double team him, chip him, all that sort of stuff. But he still just finds a way to get in. And the amount of times that he was in Goff's face and we was, because he was just outside the two steps or within the two steps, so he could give him that little push and just letting Goff know that, oi, I'm here. That ball out quick. So he is influencing games, but unfortunately we're just not doing enough to help him on the other side of the ball and with the offense.
But I can see him being up there in defensive.
Oh, big time.
Player
big
of the
time.
Years.
Yeah.
Today was the deadline. It was super early in the morning for us.
So it's 4 p.m. over there, early doors
for us. So we woke up to all the news. Some big late trades to come through. Some that I find, and I'll let you elaborate if you like any of these or can think of any more that you like. Cornerback from the Green Bay Packers, my Green Bay Packers, Rasul Douglas. And for those that he made some pretty big plays last year for us. He's been sent for a 2024 fifth round pick. Oh no, third round pick we got to the Bills, which is huge for the Bills. I think the cornerback, they've had a few injuries and it's kind of a big play for them, which I don't hate. Wide receiver Donovan Peoples-Jones has been sent from the Browns to the Lions. So they're just kind of adding a few more to their offensive artillery. Defensive end Chase Young and Montez Sweat have both gone from the Commanders. So Young's gone to San Fran. So they're trying to really, I don't know, is this a big splash out play just to try and, curb the three-game loss that they are currently on? And Sweat has gone to the Bears, which is an interesting one for them, just trying to shore up on their defensive side of the ball. And possibly the biggest move of all is quarterback Joshua Dobbs, like you just mentioned to me before. He's gone from a starter at the Cardinals. He's gone to the Vikings to, I'm presuming, also be a starter.
Yeah, well, you'd have to. It's pretty safe to assume with Kirk going down, he's going to be starting probably at the Vikings as soon as he gets that system locked and loaded up in the old noggin. But, yeah, surprising because he started literally this week for the Cards. But you were sort of thinking and guessing that Kyle has got to be not far off, obviously coming off the ACL last year. They were alluding to if they're playing this week. So they're playing this week, then I think they've got the bye the week after.
Okay.
Kyler might be back the following week. So, yeah, maybe just thinking.
Well, so he has to come off the pup list, otherwise he's done for the year. If he doesn't come off by, I want to say the 12th.
Which is 2 weeks. They can take him off the pup, but they don't have to play him straight away. They've still got time. So they think he's going to be right to go at some point this year. They'll bring him off.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, probably, like we said, I think post-bye. So just give him an extra week there. But, yeah, it was interesting to see Dobbs go from, starter to boom. It was kind of just Swiss cheese with Kirk going down, Kyler probably potentially coming back. It was like, oh, well, let's just see what we can get for him while the opportunity's there, while the Vikings have the need.
Well, the writing was on the wall with the coach. Gannon's the coach. He came out and said the starter this week will either be Kyler Murray or Dobbs' backup, which, sorry for the poor bastard, I can't actually think of his name at the moment, but that's kind of writing on the wall when you're like, oh, you're naming either my backup or the bloke who's on the injury list to be the starter. So yeah. I think good on Dobbs for getting out there. He's shown a fair bit of promise this year and going to a team where, you know, I'd be pretty excited going to a team that in a couple of weeks is going to have, you know, the likes of Justin Jefferson and Madison out of the backfield. Like, exciting for him going forward too. If he makes a run, you know, the Vikings are still, they're 4-4. They're well and truly playoffs.
Oh, and it's only going to do wonders for his future stocks moving forward, contract-wise and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, the Vikings are starting to get a little bit of a roll happening. So, yeah, watch this space sort of things for Dobbsy.
Yeah. And the other one I wanted is to get your opinion on the 49ers getting Chase Young. What are your thoughts with that one, mate? Big defensive end just to really add and bolster their stocks on because it hasn't been their defense that's struggled. It's been the offense.
It has. And yeah, Purdy's had a few little chinks in the armor come out since, who went down? Trent Williams? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, big boy.
So a few little, sort of chinks in the armor popping up there, like I said, but yeah, I don't know, just showing up the defense, like you said, 3-game losing streak. Maybe just wanting to be seen to be looking like they're doing stuff. I don't know, maybe optics.
It's a good pickup. He's had his injury problems, Chase, but he's a massive boy and like he can be a game wrecker just like anyone else.
Yeah, well, mate, and you're getting him in there to help the likes of Bosa and all those other guys that. Have the potential to be game wreckers themselves. It's just another one for opposing offensive lines to worry about. So, good move.
Good move. Good move, yeah. It's we'll see this week. I don't know who they've got this week.
Have got the bye. So they'll be going
They'll play well against the bye. But that gives them an extra week just to work out their things.
It's a good way to snap the losing streak, that's for sure.
It is. The Packers did well against the bye, which is good. So... last week's games, I'll go through them quickly. There's three games that we wanted to touch on, and then any of the other games that you have any comments about, feel free. But started way back on Friday, like I said, we didn't get to talk about it. Bills and Bucks. Bills getting the job done 24-18 over the Bucks. Vikings 24-10 over the Packers. Dolphins 31-17 over the Patriots. Jets and Giants 13-10 in what has been dubbed the worst game in history. There is a stat from that game that we've spoken about that I want to bring up, but we'll get to that. Jags 20-10 over the Steelers in a very wet and Steeler-like game. So huge win for the Jags. Titans 28-23 over the Falcons. And our banana-eating mayo coffee man, Will Levis, getting a start. And 4 TDs, 3 of them to D-Hop. Huge game for him.
He looked good. It does help when you got D-Hop to throw it. Helps when you got D-Hop to throw it too, but he looked good.
He did. Panthers getting their first W over the Texans, 15-13, which I almost think is a little bit of an upset. Cowboys, 43-20 over the Rams. Colts, 38-27 over the – sorry, Saints over the Colts, 38-27. Eagles just ticking off boxes, started down. They were down 14-3 or 14-0. You know, Jalen Hurts doing what he does, throws 4 touchdowns. They win 38-31 over the Commanders. Seahawks Browns we're going to talk about, which Meigs, I'm sure she's in the chat. She'll be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, she's been handy.
Ravens 31-24 over the Cards. Broncos, huge upset. I did want to say this was a danger game, and I'll wait till after they lose. Danger game for the Chiefs, 24-9. Bengals 49ers, we're going to talk about Chargers getting the W over the Bears 30-13, and your Raiders Lions we're also going to talk about, mate. Is there any of those games that really stand out before we talk about the other three?
No, obviously the Chiefs, the Broncos result, I think is the biggest one that stands out from the rest that we're not going to talk about. You know, talk of Patty Mahomes being a bit unwell, going up to Mile High City. They lost to the Colts last year and then they went on to win the Super Bowl. So it's not the end of the world, but it's just always surprising when you see these sorts of results. But like we said, any team, any given Sunday, can come away with the win.
I have heard that saying more this week than ever, which is great for us. But
is that people talking about the potty or?
I believe so, yeah. I can't imagine it's anything else, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good then. That's great for us.
One question about that game. Taylor Swift was not in attendance. Do you think on a punting side of view, they should let us know when she's actually going to be there? Because Travis Kelce goes to another level when she's there.
Well, isn't she? The tour's kicking back off soon, so I don't think she'll be at too many more games.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Just keep that
you're
in mind.
You're over this. Definitely keep that in mind. All right, the three games we just do want to quickly talk about. Seahawks, Browns. Seahawks 24 over the Browns 20. Do you want to run through the stats, mate? Do you have them or do you want me to run through them?
What are we going? Sorry, I was in the chat. Sorry, are we talking about?
You okay. Keep chatting. I'll run through the stats. Cleveland over losing to the Seahawks. PJ Walker, 15 of 31, 248, a touchdown and two interceptions for him. DTR got his first little run out there. He had one attempt for 9 yards, so good for him to get out there. As far as the receiving, Amari Cooper, 6 receptions, 89 yards. David Njoku, 4 receptions for 77. Nothing else really standing out. Kareem Hunt had a bit of a day, 14 carries, 55 yards, and a touchdown. But the Seahawks, I think we've been another team, we're just, you know, bubbling away in the background. See you later. Bubbling away in the background. Now currently leading the NFC West, which is huge at 5-2. Geno Smith, 23 of 37, 254, 2 touchdowns. He did have 2 interceptions, but was able to bounce back from those 2 interceptions. Walker, 8 carries for 66. Zach Charbonnet, which we've spoken about him in the preseason. He had a bit of a day, 5 carries for 53 yards. Lockett, just doing Tyler Lockett things, 8 receptions for 81. And a touchdown. DK, I reckon he's been a little bit slow this year, but he's kind of getting himself back into it. 5 receptions for 67 yards. And in Smith and Jigba, he's kind of just working his way in just as a third, fourth weapon for Geno.
And the game winner.
36 and the game winner. So mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on this game, my friend?
Huge win, I think, for the Hawks. As we've talked about the last few weeks, the Browns' defense are a bit of a wagon. We've obviously slept on them a little bit in the early first few weeks of the year. But, mate, the Seahawks are on top of the NFC West. Like, can't be ignored anymore. Meigs has been doing her best trying to pump them up every week, and we just can't ignore them anymore, mate. The Seahawks are rolling. I've got a soft spot for the Seahawks, so I'm happy to say it.
And Geno, you have a real soft spot for him, which is it's nice to see Geno. A little bit of romance. But yeah, you're right. Like, they just keep winning. Like, and they've had some pretty big wins. The Browns are, like you said, they are a wagon, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Like, to be able to put up 24 against them is huge. So, massive win for the Seahawks. And if they just keep winning and the 49ers can't turn their form around, you Seahawks have got to be like a weapon going into the playoffs.
Mate, can't be ignored. They cannot be ignored, as we said.
Next game, Bengals over the 49ers, who we were just talking about. 31-17, the return of Joey Burrow, back to Joey Burrow things. I think the biggest stat from this game, we'll go through all the stats, but the biggest stat, Joe Burrow, 6 carries for 43 yards. So he's just out there proving that he's, and some big ones, like 9, 10, 11-yard carries. His calf is fine. He's back. He's a wagon again, 28 of 32. So only 4 misses, 3 touchdowns, 283 yards. Mixon had 16 carries for 87. Jamar, he's back to 10 receptions, 100 yards and a touchdown. T. Higgins, 5 receptions, 69 yards. Tyler Boyd, he's getting it to all these men, 3 receptions for 40 yards. The Niners side of the ball, Purdy, 22 of 31, so still respectable. I did, going through these stats, 22 of 31 for 365 yards. So whenever he hit big. He just...
Well, you look at Kittle's got a long of 34, Ayuk a long of 31, McCaffrey a long of 28, and Ray McLeod III a long of 41. So like, he's going to pump your numbers up pretty quick when you've only got 22 or 31 still. But still missing Debo, obviously, I think, like... just having to,
like you said, like, Trent Williams as well is he's just not quite confident behind. He did get two interceptions, and I think he got sacked twice as well. So, just the confidence in the O-line is just not quite there at the moment for those 49ers, and it's showing on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and it's definitely not panic stations. They're still 5-3, and it's like we're only halfway through the year. But yeah, like we said, a few little chinks in Purdy's kind of armor showing up here. Like he's just got to start taking care of these interceptions, take care of the ball a little bit better if he can.
He also had a fumble in there too. So he's had six turnovers in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Gone from having like none.
None.
Like you said, the biggest story was Joey Burrow and that calf looking good and cherry ripe. And like on those runs, like he took some big shots too. So he's out there, he's loving it. He's like slapping his helmet and stuff. Like he's feeling good. Like he's obviously feeling good. Like, happy to be out there, enjoying the contest. Good to see.
They're back. It was good to see. I don't mind the 49ers copping a bit of heat. I don't mind that at all. The last game, we do need to talk about it, and it's not because it's your team. It's because of the Lions, the Detroit Lions versus the Las Vegas Raiders, 26-14. The stat line is not incredible. Jimmy Garoppolo, 10 of 21 for 126. And a very early interception, but also six sacks against him too, which is not great for you. Yeah. Jacobs, 15 carries for 61 yards. And I reckon he did most of those within two series as well. Like he had a 38 and then a...
Even first half too, like he got most of that. But before you even roll on and don't even bother, the biggest stat for mine was Jahmyr Gibbs, 26 carries for 152 yards for the Lions, with Montgomery being out there. These last couple of weeks, like we've talked about, what a huge coming out game for him and just another weapon for that Lions offense, who have in the last year and a bit been like, you know, pretty high scoring offense. So to add another weapon like that, and he got his got a touchdown too, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Also, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 6 receptions, 108. And big Sam Laporta, the tight end, he went 8 receptions for 57 yards and a touchdown, and it was a very slick touchdown. He just seems like a bit of one of the tight end blankets that get around the, you know, the Mark Andrews, the Kittle, the Kelsey. He's in that next mold.
He just looked reliable when Goff threw him the ball too. Like took some good catches under pressure. I think he was getting a little bit of yardage after
catch
and stuff like that, which is important. So he looks really good, big Laporta.
Yeah, I really like him. I was wishing I had him in a lot of fantasies, but I don't. The last little stat that I want to get to, it's the worst game in history, it's been called, the Jets and the Giants. So the Jets got their job done 13-10 over the Giants. So Daniel Jones is still out for the Giants. So they had Tyrod Taylor and Tommy DeVito were their two QBs for the day. So Tyrod Taylor, well, let's talk about the rushing side of things first. Saquon Barkley, 36 carries, 128 yards. He really did put them on their back. They didn't get the win, obviously. They lost in overtime. But Tyrod Taylor, 4 of 7 for 8 yards. Tommy DeVito, 2 of 7 for minus 1. And they had 4 sacks for 16-yard loss. So their yards in the air were minus 9 for the day.
Ouch.
So they've gone 6 of 14 for minus 9. I've never, ever seen any. That is crazy.
Yeah, and like you can't expect to be winning games with stat lines like that.
They were still in it. It went to overtime.
Which is wild. I know.
But I did see another stat out of that game. 24 points, or 23, 13 to 10, 24 punts.
Jeez, big day for the punters.
So more punts than points in that game, which is... Yeah, a game full of just outrageous stats. I love that stat, especially I wish there was a few Aussie punters in there, but crazy stats. All right, let's move forward. We're nearly at the end of our duo episode before Danny comes back, hopefully. But I do have some. Oh, that wasn't smooth at all.
It's time for questions without notice.
It was smoother then. I do have a couple of questions without notice for you and anyone who's online that wants to jump in. Just some quick ones. Oh, I nearly accidentally left the show. That would have been bad. I didn't. Just a couple of quick ones. First one's a serious one. Second one, not so serious. Do the Titans keep starting Will Levis over Tannehill?
Ooh. It could end up like your situation at San Francisco.
Yeah.
If he keeps playing the way he did on the weekend, yes.
Yeah, I agree. I think play him again. I don't know what Tannehill's, if he's going to be right this week or not. So I think you play him, you start him this week. If he looks, if he doesn't go any good, you go, sweet, we go back to Tannehill. If he does look good, keep playing him.
Play him again. Yeah, I reckon.
Keep playing him until he gives you a reason not to, I think.
Definitely.
All right, and the not-so-serious one, what are your thoughts on the Broncos playing Taylor Swift Shake It Off immediately after they got the win over the Chiefs?
I didn't realize they did that. I love it. That's really good. That's just like smart heads-up, seizing an opportunity from whoever's on the multimedia at Broncos Stadium. That's awesome.
The fact that they haven't beaten him since Alex Smith was the quarterback. They hadn't beat the Broncos. To be ready with that.
Mahomes has never lost to him. Well, once the writing was on the wall, they probably got a bit excited, I reckon. And they're like, holy shit, this is our moment.
This is our moment. And they absolutely crushed it. I loved it. Apparently, there's a few Taylor Swift fans and Chief fans that aren't as happy, but I'm all for it. I love it.
Nah, I'm all about it. That's good. I love that sort of banter.
Beauty. All right, and our early comments on this Friday's game, Thursday. There is also, I just want to mention before we talk about this game, I think it's daylight savings must be kicking in over there. So this week, Friday game is at 11:15, but then everything shifts forward. So it's 5 a.m., 8 o'clock, and then 12 o'clock on Monday. And then Tuesday is 12 o'clock as well. So make sure you adjust your clocks for that. So 5 a.m.
Is that getting friendlier for us?
Oh, so much more friendly. This is the last move. So 5 a.m. On Monday for us. So the early game, the line is -3 in favor of Pittsburgh. Can you see? Well, I think we play Will Levis. We both decided that. Can you see
Will Levis plays
getting the job done?
No, I think the Steelers at home, like that loss against the Jags, was very un-Steelers like. As you sort of mentioned. A bit rainy, cold, but the Jags are a good side. The Tennessee Titans are not, at the moment, a good side. Steelers at home. What is it, 3.5?
Just 3 on the dot.
Yeah, no, they'll cover. Easy.
So Steelers to cover. I reckon they are well and truly favourite too. $1.69 favourites over Tennessee. I don't know. I reckon if D-Hop can have a game, get King Henry going, just really start to really pound that ball, I reckon they're in for a show. So I'm going to say they will be within 3.
Ooh, close one.
I think they're going to win, but I reckon they're within 3.
Okay, I don't mind it.
Beautiful. All right, mate, we are pushing too long of an episode, so.
Yes, we need to wrap it up, but we will be back with our locks of the week in our preview ep.
Yes, absolutely, mate. Good to have you on. Hopefully, if times work out, we'll have Danny. If not, just me and you will dominate as always.
As we do. We do what we do.
Absolutely. See you then, Bar.
See you, fam.